I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Local power workers are peacefully protesting outside State Member George Souris' office this afternoon against the introduction of legislation to sell off power generators in the Upper Hunter. Both the Bayswater and Liddell power stations in the Upper Hunter are on the cutting block, set to be sold off to private investors as a money-making scheme from the state government. Gary Picton, who has worked at the Bayswater power station for the last 26 years, says it means uncertainty for him and his family.
I would have to have a look for another job, but I have two young children, I have a wife, I have a mortgage, and, you know, it would make it tough.
My message to the state government is that I don't think that the power industry should be privatised. We make the government money, which helps out in schools, in hospitals, nurses, all that sort of stuff. If they sell the power industry, well, they lose that funding.
Police are investigating after a greeter man was found unconscious near his overturned dirt bike near Tamworth on Saturday night. The 33-year-old man is in a critical condition with serious head and chest injuries and was transferred from the Tamworth Hospital by the Westpac Rescue Helicopter to the John Hunter Hospital early yesterday morning. The man allegedly left a home in Bendemeer at around 5:30pm on a dirt bike but was found unconscious by a passing motorist about 7 kilometres from the home just over an hour later. Police are investigating the circumstances around the accident. Police are looking into a workplace accident that killed a singleton man at the Musselbrook Industrial Estate yesterday afternoon. It's believed the 42-year-old was working on a mine dump truck body at Resco Engineering when he was crushed by a piece of machinery at around 3:30pm. Police established a crime scene and are investigating the circumstances behind the death. I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.